and I guess how perhaps media hype had had a role in that?
Well, when each church applied for a permit to hold the temporary shelter in their own location, the neighbors around the church were given 2 weeks during which they could file an appeal against the permit. And in one of our locations, we did have three people file appeals. So there was a hearing with the Development Appeal Board for the city. And fortunately, the appeal board upheld the permit, so we are allowed to operate in that location. But yes, there was a lot of media attention to this, and some of it was negative and some of it was very positive. We certainly couldn't have bought that kind of publicity, but it's had a good effect in the end, because people have become much more aware of the problem. And so we've had numerous calls with volunteers and donations and people generally just supporting us in various ways, which has been great. But it was a bit daunting to face this challenge that, because someone said, "I don't think a shelter should be in a residential area," we might not be able to operate.
Well, thank you so much for all of your comments. We also have Daniel Cross here who would like to add something.
I think that, you know, that kind of battle that you went through in Edmonton, I mean, it's similar if you watch the movie Fix and the main character there, Anne. It's like you have to confront these problems even though you know you're going to upset the local community a little bit. But over the course of the long term, that communication of bringing the problem, which is a very grassroots, like, motherhood issue of housing out into the open and forcing these different demographics and these different classes of people to talk about these local problems. In the long run, you always come out with a more positive solution and a more healthy community. And you know you're on the right ground, and in the long run it works out. And you have to be willing to put up with that short-term confrontation and conflict to get to the real roots of the issues.
Exactly.
Right on. So you're talking about local grassroots solutions, and I think that's the key as we all come together to unite our voices in one accord to say we can get rid of homelessness.
We can change this. We do have the power. So we'd like to say thank you so much to everyone who has participated in the 14-hour homelessness marathon. It's not easy to pull together. It's not a quick thing. And we've had tons of volunteers from CKUT, tons of people calling in, volunteering their time, serving food, getting things ready, and it's really been a wonderful effort. So, you know, this marathon is a positive initiative in and of itself.
I'd like to thank all of the producers, like Jen here and Becky. Many people coming to the mic for the first time, asking questions about issues that some of the producers haven't personally experienced themselves. And that takes a lot. That takes a lot of initiative on your part to feel like you can step up to the mic and ask an informed question. So I appreciate all the producers who put in the effort of making the phone calls, repeated phone calls, and even putting up with the complications of the new technology that we're applying here today that was able to allow us to conference so many callers. It's been really great to have not only the patience of the producers, the patience of the guests, the patience of the listeners, but all of this, hoping that we brought you something inspirational that you can take your next day with and step in some sort of positive direction. If you have any comments or feedback on this broadcast, you can send us email, you can fax us, and you can even give us a phone call. All of that can be done through CKUT. You can give us a phone call at 514-398-6788. If you have any feedback on this broadcast, 514-398-6788. You can also send us email at news@ckut.ca. That's news@ckut.ca. You can also fax us your comments at 514-398-8261. We're saying goodbye for this edition of the second edition of Canada's Homelessness Marathon. Not the last, trust us. It's been too positive. What's that?
And before we start,
we're going to make it a tradition. This is what Jacques is saying. We're going to make it a tradition from Café sur la Rue here in Montreal. Every winter, in the middle of winter, we'll bring you this very necessary broadcast. So do send us your comments and your feedback. We're going to make a transition into the Friday morning after. We're going to have a brief reflection for about 15 minutes of the last 14 hours. So if marathons, if the broadcasters across the country want to carry us, you should stay with us because we're going to be talking about the things that have occurred in the last night. Dave Widgington's here.
Yes, indeed.
Producer of the Friday Morning After. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Thanks a lot, Gretchen. You're listening to CKUT.
I should say welcome to your program, Dave. It's 7 o'clock here.
Yes, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Please stay with us. The Friday Morning After is coming up next.
We're going to play a short tune here. Just
Actually, I think we're going to start with the intro. Should be coming in from the studio. We're going to try that. So
okay.
The intro should be coming on right about now. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Please stay with us. The Friday Morning After is coming up next.
And a very good morning to you on this lovely dawn in Montreal. We are here in the studio and we're going to give us, David will give us a bit of a roundup from the site of the Homeless Marathon, which has been going on throughout the evening.
Michael!
Good day, David.
Michael, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
So I'm here on hosting from Café sur la Rue. I'm on the sidewalk, and you're in studio now, so we're going to make the transition. Why don't we go through the run sheet and introduce what have we got for us on the Friday Morning After this week?
Well, precisely, we're going to speak about the Homeless Marathon with you. And
We'll be getting to that at about 10 after 7 after the intro and the weather. What else have we got in store, Michael?
We've got an interview with Pierre Petiot, who's going to speak with Julie Favreau about the Événement Interuniversitaire de Création Vidéo. So we'll be speaking with her. Pierre will be doing the interview. And then we're going to do some live pieces. A segment will try to reach Cookie, alias Cookie, who's an activist and an ecologist in Britain, who's doing his best to save Sherwood Forest of
Cookie.
Robin Hood fame.
Cookie is, at the moment, he's tree-sitting in Sherwood Forest. Sherwood Forest, if everyone remembers, is Robin Hood's territory. Robin Hood, of course, is the patron saint of poor people. He goes out, grabs from the rich and distributes it to the poor. And right now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, but Cookie will elaborate on this, I believe they're trying to build a road through Sherwood Forest. So let's keep Robin Hood going and avoid this this road building in Sherwood Forest. What else is going on, Michael, there's a few live interviews, if I'm not mistaken, in
precisely.
The second hour.
Well, we'll try and stick with the Brits and also get an update on another situation that's happening in the moors in northern England, where another park area is threatened by developers. So we might get through to some of the local activists there who will give us a roundup of the situation there.
Excellent. At 10 after 7, we're going to have a round table, a 15-minute discussion about the Homelessness Marathon. So that's coming up next. Do you know if we're going to be talking a little bit about the forestry in Quebec, Île René Levasseur, perhaps, with Nicolas? That's a possibility, but
that
it's unconfirmed.
Is unconfirmed, as you say, David, unconfirmed. However, we may, at the stage of around the second hour, we will be speaking most likely with Émile Martel, the president of PEN, which is an organization which has done some incredible work worldwide to preserve the freedom of expression for writers, essayists, and novelists. That may be coming up in the second hour.
Yeah, and they do support for journalists and writers who are imprisoned for practicing their craft of writing. So that should be an interesting segment as well. Is there anything else that we haven't mentioned so far?
As well, we'll be doing a little piece on mining, something that on your show we've discussed on many occasions. We'll be speaking with a doctoral candidate, Ginger Gibson, who has been in Latin America, and she'll share with us her experiences about how mining operations impact local communities down there.
So you are still listening to the Friday Morning After Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. Please stay with us. We have a great show coming up. I'm going to sign off here from Café sur la Rue eventually, not right now. And I'm going to eventually join Michael later on in the show, maybe at 8 o'clock or so, in studio. But before then, I think Margot will give us the weather. Margot, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Margot.
Hello.
So Margot, what? Of course, Margot is our regular fair weather specialist. She's going to tell us how warm it is out here on the street, because we know that it's chilly out here. And Margot, what kind of weather have you got for the next couple of days?
Coming to you from CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and the Weather Network. And the World Wide Web .ckut.ca.
All over the world.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Margot?
Friday, February 13th, 2004.
Good luck day.
Oh, yes, that's true. Today, the early morning temperatures was -7. And increased temperatures is going to be -5. It says mainly cloudy with a chance of flurries in the morning. With flurries in the afternoon, it's just going to snow away there. And winds southwesterly. Oh, my goodness. 30 kilometers, Dave. Oh, and
30
the wind,
kilometer.
Yes. And the wind chill factor is 13. I don't mean to make you cold, but anyway. Colder by listening to, yes. Today, cloudy with 40% of the day chance of flurries. So it's just going to just snow, huh? Snow, yes, a lot. And then Quebec City, because we're covering certain areas. Just don't forget to check your local listings for weather and to dress accordingly. Okay. Quebec City. Look at these people signing to each other. Quebec City, flurries -8. Was the early morning temperatures, and increased temperatures is -10. And in Toronto's partly sunny, and the early morning temperatures was -5, and increased temperatures of -1. In London, it will be cloudy, and early morning temperatures of 5, no minus in front of it, and 11 in increased temperatures. And all during the tomorrow.
Hello?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we're getting close to the end. So tomorrow and the weekend and early part of next week, you can just expect 80% chance of the day light snow. And the early morning temperature is minus 21. It's cold. I can't say it over the air, but it's really cold. That's what it says. And check your local listings for the temperatures that you are traveling in your area and dress accordingly. And that was the Weather Network's
Can you tell us what last night's low? What was the low temperature for last night?
Last night? It was cold. What more do you want to say? Were you cold? You were cold there,
yes,
weren't you?
Yes, I was extremely cold.
See?
It was chilly out here. We were outside on the sidewalk since 5 o'clock last night, sunset. Sunrise started maybe an hour ago.
So you have like a direct...
Now it's still just as cold. It feels really cold.
Right, so you have a direct
in just
experience.
A moment after the next tune, we're going to do a discussion here on the spot of... we're going to do a recap of the Homelessness Marathon. We're going to talk maybe 15 minutes or so. So please stay with us. You're still listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Okay, I couldn't hear...
So you've been on the site for some time throughout the chilly evening and turning into morning. Give us a roundup of some of the salient points that were discussed about the issue of homelessness in Montreal and elsewhere.
Michael, I guess you're trying to reach Dave, who's currently cleaning up a lap full of coffee. It's a very traditional Friday morning after experience for him. He just... got himself real hot on a very cold day.
So that's a way to warm up.
So you want the salient points of the homelessness marathon there, Michael?
That's right, Gretchen.
I'm going to invite David to have a seat because he's a bit jealous that you're talking to me and not him since it's all about him right now. Dave, go ahead and have a seat there. Rest up. Mike would like to hear the salient points of the homelessness marathon. I think that probably one of the best overall points of the evening is that our phone equipment pretty much worked this year. Last year we were running off of a speaker phone. We were actually able to plug people into the board, and we were actually able to plug people together. We had multiple conversations throughout the evening where we'd have someone from a rural community out in BC on with someone from Winnipeg, on with someone from Montreal, on with someone from Toronto, all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really wonderful opportunity to bring people together from various communities to talk about the difference of the experience of homelessness within all these different regions of Canada, mm-hmm. and to contrast the experience that we have here in Montreal and Quebec with what's being experienced in other provinces and in other cities as well. So that was one of the things that stuck out for me, was the fact that we were able to bring people together within the forum of the broadcast. And many people did call the toll-free number throughout the night. They phoned in from phone booths. They phoned in from shelters. They phoned in from their homes. And they had a lot to say.
They phoned in from Osaka, Japan. They phoned in from South Africa, from Germany, and
Austria,
France as well, if I'm not mistaken.
We went around the world tonight.
Iqaluit.
We had people on from Nunavut.
From Nunavut. And I'll give you an example of some of the issues that were talked about. There was a childcare room, a daycare center, where there was a whole bunch of kids hanging around earlier. And we all played some music and sang a bunch of songs together. That was a good time.
That was an amazing panel where young mothers took a look at families and in homelessness. They had a number of homeless moms on. Really... just amazing stories in terms of the answer to the question of homeless families. Does it exist in Canada? Well, of course it does. And we had three mothers right here in Montreal who were currently homeless, with one of them with five children, another with three, and another with four. And so you're not looking at the impact of just one person, i.e. that stereotype that homelessness is just about an individual. Here you're looking at a homeless mother who's got five kids as well. And so it's a bigger impact, and it's quite obvious when you talk about families and homelessness. We had that in our third hour.
Yeah, and also in the same panel, for example, Cindy Cowan, the executive director of Nellie's, which is a Toronto-based women's organization, she spoke with us as well with the homeless mothers. In hour four, we talked about going hungry in Canada. What is that all about? Why are people going out... being hungry. We're talking about service organizations, different food collectives, etc. Sister Nicole Fournier, she's from Accueil Bonneau, She came and spoke. Madame Lise Bertrand aussi was in studio with us. She's director of health security issues offered at sharing stores and CLSAs found throughout Montreal. Matt Ferguson was also talking with us. Some of these people were talking, were here live in person. Some of these people are over the phone from various places across the country. And Matt Ferguson, for example, the Canadian Association of Food Banks, he spoke with us from Toronto. And there were others as well. John from the Daily Bread Food Bank. So that was in hour four. Hour five was an interesting hour as well.
Looking at criminalization and social policies that included a discussion on discrimination and ticketing and targeting of homeless people. That was a really interesting hour because we actually had a prisoner call in from Bath Institution in from the Bath Penitentiary in Ontario. Mm-hmm. And so he had a lot to say about his own experience on the streets of Canada as a youth and how that influenced and impacted his life to where he is now serving 20 years of a 25 to life sentence.
Yeah, and those of you who are regular listeners to the Friday Morning After show would have recognized the voice or perhaps recognized the voice of Alex Popovich. He's with the Coalition Opposed to Police Brutality. He often gives us reports of trials that are going on that relates to the criminalization of dissent in Montreal and throughout the province. He was also on the panel of criminalization and social issues in Hour 5. I just wanted to bring the attention. There's still lots of food left over. There's free food all night long. You can drink coffee to stay awake, to hang out. People drinking, drinking coffee all night, smoking cigarettes, eating good food, having great conversations. It was a really good evening. The Food Liberation Army, they're the ones who provided the fruit, the food.
Big thanks,
among
to
others,
the
People's
food
Potato
Liberation
as well.
Army, People's Potato, and so many others. And there's lots of food here. So if you come to 1104 Ontario East,
and you're feeling hungry,
you can pick up some stew
food
and some
for
soup,
you.
And yeah. Lots and lots and lots of bread.
Yeah, bring a bag or a container. You can take some back home with you. So I'd like to thank them for. Just because I ate, I don't know how many times I went up there for some food. There was some good dessert and all kinds of.
We also need to thank Coco Rico for providing us with some nice
fresh chicken. Yeah, there's chicken here as well. In hour six at 10 p.m., because this started at 5 p.m. and it finished at 7. So at 10 p.m., which is hour six, social myths and rights was the issue of the hour, that where they looked at government policies that create homelessness. There were lawyers, anti-poverty groups, and homeless coalitions.
There was an interesting discussion that hour about the sort of a cultural representation of homeless people in Quebec culture, which looks at homeless people as either homeless or without address. And so within that panel, there was a sort of interesting discussion of, well, what are the stereotypes and what are the double standards that get applied depending on what you socially learn about homeless people. And so there was this interesting distinction made between homeless and without address or without a fixed address. So if you're interested in hearing that discussion or if you're interested in hearing anything that Dave's talking about, you can check out the archives at CKUT. The Homelessness Marathon is completely online already in downloadable MP3 form. You can visit it online at www.ckut.ca and just look for the links to the archive of CKUT.
And then choose the time. You have 14 hours to choose from, so pick a time and figure out what you want. In that panel, the 6 hour, there was representatives from Kingston, Ontario, Nelson, BC, Montreal, and University of Manitoba, so it's pretty vast perspective.
What was also nice about this hour is we had an opportunity to link with the studios of a station that was carrying us, and that was a pretty nice opportunity. It was CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, which invited local homeless advocates into their studios, and they connected with us. Another one of these great opportunities that's growing out of this young media network here in Canada called Community Radio. It seems that we're doing more and more collaboration, more and more networking, and more and more sharing, and I can't be more and more happy about that.
Yeah, so I'm just going to quickly just go through the topics of the hour.
Okay, I'll stop talking.
No, don't be shy to grab the mic. That's what it's all about. Community radio is about taking the microphone. You provide the voice, and the broadcast is provided by CKUT. It's a community radio, community campus radio, and that's what community radio is all about. In hour 7 from 11 till midnight, Indigenous people and homelessness was the issue of the hour. And we were lucky to have Alanis Obomsawin, who is from the Native Women's Shelter.
And we also connected with people in Nunavut as well. Yeah. And that was another nice hour, because we had a whole slew of women on from a shelter in Nunavut. And we also had Joshi Timot from the Okata shelter in Iqaluit as well. And we also had Mary Potts on the line, who works for the Advocate Society, a women's shelter also based in Nunavut.
So we tried to get lots of representatives. Aboriginal Voices Radio was represented as well in that hour. Maybe not. Sometimes I get confused, but anyway. In hour 8, from 12 a.m. till 1 a.m., it was an open mic hour, so that was when people, homeless people or people who are here in person, had open access to the mics. Also, it was open phone calls. A lot of people were calling in to give their perspectives of homelessness.
I should mention that Norman Naraki did a midnight mass. If you missed that, you definitely got to check it out. He did a midnight mass for all the homeless and street people in Canada.
And there was a choir of singers. A choir of angels were participating in the midnight mass. It was quite an event. 1 a.m., hour 9, we linked with the U.S. Homelessness Marathon, took a global look at homelessness.
That was an interesting discussion, because we had Matthew Shapegod on, who's co-chair of the National Housing and Homeless Network here in Canada. He's also with the Toronto Disaster Relief Committee. He was actually on his election celebration evening high, because we talked to him just after he was elected to a city-level representative in Toronto there. But we also had an opportunity to talk with Walter Schmidt, who's the president of the Swiss Social Welfare Congress, or conference rather. He talked about how and why the Swiss government made it a political mandate and gathered the political will to eradicate homelessness in their country. And we had
Libby Davis was there as well.
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
She was asleep.
So was I, apparently. 2 a.m. was...
We had an interesting discussion at 2 a.m. looking at growing populations on the streets. I mentioned this a little bit before. We had someone on the phone from rural BC. We also had people from here in Montreal talking about the situation of precarious tenants in Montreal's southwest. And that was an interesting hour, because we also had people who called who were homeless as young people, who talked about their experiences as well.
And the next hour, which was hour 11 at 3 a.m., that was a talk about addiction and homelessness. And it was a look, the medias are often using drugs and addiction as a general stereotype of homelessness. So there was a lot of people who came and spoke about addiction. There was Frédéric Galbrun who spoke. He's a travailleur de rue au sein du Café Graffiti et journaliste au journal De La Rue ici à Montréal. He's a street worker with the Café Graffiti, and he's a journalist. Louise-José Lévesque was also talking with us. She is a worker with homeless women at La Rue des Femmes in Montreal. Linda Christine Dumont. She is... editor-in-chief at the Journal Communautaire Bowl McAuley News. Was Jill Chetier here?
Chetier? Yes, she was here as well.
Jill Chetier was also here, and she is elle est la coordinatrice des bénévoles au sein du Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users. She is a coordinator of the volunteers there. Hour 12, 4 a.m. was another open mic to give the opportunity of others to take the mic and give their perspectives.
And that was a fabulous tour around the cafe. It was absolutely wonderful to have so many people here at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That one was done indoors.
It was done indoors, because we had so many people inside. And that's wonderful that we were able to create this space overnight with hot food and hot drink, and not only a social environment, but a social environment that's thinking about a very critical issue. Everybody that was in here was talking about homelessness, and that's why we went around with the mic at 4 o'clock, was to capture some of those discussions and bring them to our audiences.
Yes,
and so
indeed.
That was a really, really powerful look at some of the many voices who had gathered in the space this evening. People who came in off the streets, people who heard us on the radio, who came down just to partake in the scene as well.
If I had to take a guess of how many people came through these doors, I'd say at any one time there might have been 40, 50 people in the space. But, of course, a lot of people came, stayed for a few hours and left. A lot of people stayed here overnight. So I'll take a guess, maybe 200 people. 150, 200 have come through here tonight. A total of three dogs, 100 people, three dogs, two huge buckets of food. I'd probably say maybe a good 100 or, no, maybe like 400 cups of coffee. I don't know how many servings of fruit crumble. To keep us going, there was all kinds of fun. At least 5 dozen photos were taken. Hours of video footage was also taken. A good half hour of music, live guitar playing.